Grayling fails history. Transport Minister Chris Failing Grayling was quoted on the front page of The Socialist on the 24th of January as saying, "The moderate politics we've had since the end of the English Civil War could be under threat." The English Civil War ended in 1649, so that's 370 years of uninterrupted moderate politics, is it? In the 18th century there was unrest and uprisings in support of the French Revolution. In the 19th century the Luddites smashed machines and even assassinated mill owners. What about Peterloo in 1819, with 16 deaths at the hands of the soldiery? Nothing to see here, according to Grayling. The 20th century saw a general strike and battles against fascism, major confrontations with the state in the miners' strike and the anti-poll tax movement. Grayling studied history at Cambridge, I know, hard to believe, but true. Is this the history they dole out there, where nearly everybody, at least anybody sensible, has moderate views? Sadly, so-called moderation doesn't get you anywhere and it never did. Grayling has failed at the Ministry of Justice, and continued to fail at the Department for Transport. Now he's even failing at history too. Paul Gerrard, Salford.